Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Hello, Fleetwood Mac, bringing us back. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for checking out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And also take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. Having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Bruce Kaler, who is a workplace health expert, the author of the Owner's Manual for Allergy Relief. And it's Dr. Bruce, no, I'm sorry, health. What's the website, healthdoc.com?
The website is seattledoc.com, and the book is is Owner's Manual for Injury Prevention.
Oh, okay. What about, why does it say allergy relief here on my paperwork?
That's a small primer I did.
So it does exist. I just don't have the name of the other one then. Okay. That's good.
Right.
All right. So you can find all that there at seattledoc.com. Okay. Dr. Bruce says that that the average sick days by American companies is 9 days, that he thinks that people should be given more sick days or given sick days because that will encourage them to stay home and not bring their illness to work. And I agree with that. He also thinks, though, and he told us, Bruce, as you just told us, that you thought that the sick days should be mandated. And I've got a couple of counterpoints that I wanted to throw out there and get your comments on. I've been a small business owner now for over 20 years. And I've never given my employees a sick day in advance. Whenever they come to work for me, part of their package with me is not any number of sick days. Now, that's not to say that I haven't had employees to be sick while they work for me. Of course, I have. Some of them have been sick and have been out for some time. And I've never failed to pay them their paycheck while they were out. So if I had given some of those people 9 days of sick pay, they would have gotten less money out of me than the program that I have. And so of the companies that you're saying don't offer sick pay, don't presume that those employers are not treating their employees as well or better than, in reality, the people who mandate sick days. And yet, in the beginning, nobody has any sick days on the record as a policy. What do you think, Dr. Bruce?
Well, I think you're very much the exception, Jim. I think you seem to be doing the right thing you say you don't provide sick leave, but in fact you do.
Well, it's because I take care of my employees without the government mandating it. And without there being a prescribed number of days, how do I know how many days? If I have an employee who gets in a car wreck and they're laid up for 3 weeks, should I cut them off after 9 days? I don't do that. I've never done that. I've always paid my employees. And guess what else? They don't abuse any sick days, which there's no chance of abuse.
As I said, the national data demonstrates that people on the whole do not abuse the sick time that they're given. And I'm not saying that we provide a specific number of days. I'm saying that, on average, in the sick leave plans that exist, the average number of days per year that people are allowed to accrue appears to be 9 days a year. Some are more, some are less.
Well,
your personal experience falls in there, I would hesitate only to speculate, but you know, you are providing sick leave for people, and you seem to recognize that it's the right thing to do for your workers.
The two areas that you and I disagree on is, number one, I don't think the government should mandate it, and number two, I think more small business owners behave like I behave than you think that they do. I think that's the two things, the two big disagreements we have.
Well, on the second point, when you can point to 40% of people in the U.S. do not have paid sick leave, I'm not so sure.
But Dr. Bruce, I'm in that statistic. My company would fall in that statistic because I don't provide my people with paid sick days, and yet I pay them.
But you do, Jim.
Well, but I know. But when you ask the question, when you do that survey that gives rise to that 40%, I would have to say no, and I would be in that 40%.
But you're not in the 40%. You do provide the sick leave. I think we're playing semantics here.
Well, no. I mean, I think the research, though, is about who has policies where they give their employees sick days, prescribed sick days.
You can't. If you're providing sick leave for your own people, whatever formula you use, you're providing sick leave. That's the bottom line.
Well, I agree with you.
Somewhere in your heart, Jim, you realize that it's cost effective and it's the right thing to do for your people.
I do it because it's the right thing to do, but not because the government tells me to do it. And that's the problem I've really got. I don't want the government telling me how to treat my employees.
Well, what do you want to do about the people who are not doing the right thing?
It's a free country.
What do you want to do about it? And it affects everybody.
That's what competition is for, though, Dr. Bruce. That's one of the things that's leaving out of your proposal. Competition is part of what motivates people to do the right thing.
Competition is a good thing. Competition and free enterprise is probably the eighth wonder of the world. On the other hand, it's not a perfect system, and it needs regulation, and it needs guidelines.
Dr. Bruce, I've enjoyed our visit. I hope you've enjoyed our debate. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Will you come back another day and let's hash stuff like this out again?
Absolutely, Jim. It's a pleasure being with you, and if your listeners have more questions for me or want to learn more about my book, Owner's Manual for Injury Prevention, they go to my website, SeattleDoc.com.
SeattleDoc.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.